Hi, my name is Doyali Fair Islam, and I'm going to give a little insight into Yusuf and the Lotus Flower, my first book of poetry. In Yusuf and the Lotus Flower, I find myself constantly in conversation, both with myself, my inner self, and with Islamic prophets. Somehow these latter figures seem more real to me than people in my own immediate spatio-temporal vicinity, not in a schizophrenic way, but in an existential sort of way. In the poem Every Atom, I speak directly to Jacob, Yaqub, who is the father of Yusuf, and in this poem I speak of grief as being rented. When I do this, it's submerged metaphor. 1,000 tears, which represents grief metonymically, is being further represented metaphorically as a house or as a space that one rents. The realization in this poem, which came out of my own daily meditation and prayer, is that experiences of grief and longing hold their own value. Sufis, yogis, prophets, saints, the Buddha, and other spiritual figures in many, if not all, of the world's great and beautiful spiritual traditions are well acquainted with grief and longing, and they have found ways to comprehend them. Regardless, these experiences, these facets of life, cannot be avoided. They must therefore be inhabited and hopefully can be welcomed and processed by the human faculty of reason and the spiritual heart.